The Guardian.
People say that Gordon Brown's in search of a big idea to try to kickstart his premiership, and they've seized on personalisation of public services as a possible big idea. And the idea is, instead of people being told these are the services that the state thinks you should have and the state will pay for, the individual is told, we think you need some help. Now, what kind of services would you like? That's the fundamental principle of personalisation.
And this is mainly for elderly and disabled people. We're talking about a choice between going from day centres or having personal care come to you, that kind of thing.
Well, they started this in social care for adults, which unusually for a sector which isn't often in the headlines, has sort of found itself in the vanguard of this personalisation movement. And they've been trailing a form of personal budget, and about 5,000 people now have these budgets, where you are given a cash sum, or the council holds the cash sum on your behalf, and you choose how that is spent on services which help your circumstances, offer you care or support according to your individual circumstances.
If you're aware of your budget and you underspend, do you get the balance in a cash sum? Or if not, is that not going to encourage people to spend the maximum that they're allowed?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and it's one that frankly hasn't been sorted out yet as to what happens to any saving that you make, because the experience has been so far that people underspend their allocations. When they're told how much money they are entitled to and how much services cost, they tend to be a bit shocked, and they tend to shop around for the best value for themselves. So the experience thus far has been that people don't spend their entitlements. But the question of what happens to that money, whether it's saved as a personal bonus or whether it reverts to the local authority, hasn't actually been sorted out.
It could be, if this becomes widespread, like in business department heads spend over their budgets, don't they, so they get more the following year.
Yes, critics of this system say that it's actually a disguised way of capping expenditure on social care for older people and for people with disabilities, because it caps the money that people have in a cash way, whereas if you were getting services just provided by the council and your needs became more extreme in the course of a year, then you would automatically get more services. If, however, you've got a cash budget for the year, then the critics say you in fact won't be able to get that topped up.
Finally then, David, this scheme is going out to trial next week. Has any thought gone into the cost of the administration to support it?
In respect of social care, the government is trying to accelerate things by setting up a sort of a halfway house for people so that they wouldn't be given the cash, but they'd be told, everybody will be told how much their existing services cost, and said, look, this is how much your home help costs. In view of that, would you like to continue with this service, or would you like to actually to use that money in a different way to maybe have different sorts of services that might better suit your needs? What's being announced next week is the extension of the principle into the NHS, and they're going to announce that they'll be piloting this idea for people with long-term health conditions.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.